Trans Solo Tour. I just talked to Neil a couple of seconds ago. He's getting ready to do this show. We're going to be starting the show here in just a few minutes, so stand by. Looks like we'll be starting in, well, maybe 5-10 minutes. We want to make sure that everybody gets to their seat, so if you need to go back to the concessions or do anything like that, now would be the time to do that. This is Dan Clear. We'll be back with some backstage information, some interviews, and some features for you after this.
Wow, that sounds good.
You know, we don't get out to this part of the country too much, but we're really pleased to be here in Las Cruces. We know that this is indeed a great place to visit. We spent two very, very wonderful days here. You know, this was a crossroads in the old days of the Butterfield stage route and the old Spanish trail that came up the river here. This place was visited by many famous people: Billy the Kid, Pat Garrett, Geronimo, Victorio, General Douglas MacArthur, and tonight, Mr. Neil Young. So hang on, we're gonna have some fun tonight. This is Dan Clear. I'll be back right after this.
Neil really did such great songs on this guitar as part of Old Man, Ohio, Southern Man, a lot of really great songs.
Oh, so that's a historic guitar, right?
Sure is. It'll be the first
guitar I've ever seen. We'll be seeing this one in action. Thank you, Joel Bernstein, very much. I know we're headed to Los Angeles when we leave here tonight, and I think we're going to knock them down when we get to L.A. too, right?
You're on that, man.
Thank you very much, Joel Bernstein. We'll be back after this. Girls from different areas. I have with me two really beautiful girls from this area. Where are you guys from?
El Paso.
El Paso. What's your name?
Iris.
And Melody. You guys came up from El Paso to see the show. You're a big Neil Young fan? What's your favorite Neil Young album?
Decade.
Decade and After the Gold Rush here. Now, is there anything that you'd like to say to Neil Young? Neil probably will be seeing this. What would you say to him if you would just say anything to him?
Looking forward to a great show.
Looking forward to a great show. How about you, Iris?
Yeah,
okay. This is Dan Clear backstage. We'll be back right after this.
Thank you.
Black Panther chanting. Well, this song's about that.
Well, then we're almost back in the hall of fame. huge party at the Hall of Dome, and I'm going to give my guitar away. Let me get on with the story here. Anyway, we're getting out of the car, you know, and the guy says, well, you tell him, you know, one redneck from Las Cruces says, I'm not going to come and see him because it's too depressing, man. It's too depressing. So, I said to him, hey, this guy's a good guy. Don't do it. He just got his own ideas. Anyway, so I said, how about an autograph? Would you like an autograph? So I gave him my autograph. He's out there. John, you enjoying the show tonight? I hope so. Anyway, I'd like to do one of my most depressing songs. I used to do this with my old buddies. Thank you. guy, are you depressed? I got one for you right now. I need your help on it. I'd like to hear that Boss Bruce's backbeat. You're probably wondering why we're in this big heavy coat up here. You're not the only one. And actually, I'm so wired up with all these things here, it wouldn't be anywhere else to put them. We're trying to get a light coat design. See, I got this coat in Buffalo about 12 years ago. I kind of like it. I used to only tour in the winter, so it was okay. This song here, doesn't matter what temperature it is. Okay. That's as much noise as I can make. What can you do out there? you know? Actually, it was one of those records, you know, I don't know what you call it, a hit or what you call it. But anyway, it was out there on the radio all the time. And, it's one of those ones, after a while, I kind of heard it, oh, you know, too much. Now, you ever have a song you wake up in the morning, you listen to it, it's going through your head and you wish you couldn't hear it, you know? Well, this one kind of got that way for me, too. For a long time, I never played it. But recently, I kind of enjoy playing it. I'd like to do it for you now. That's for you people in the back, here. I can't see you.
Thank you.
can ask you a question here. This is Dan Quier's Rock Pop Quiz. Can you tell me the best-selling album of the year 1972? And who was the pedal steel guitar player on that very album? I'll be back with the answers after this word.
You had it and you let me know you
this is Dan here backstage with Mr. Jeff Crump. How are you doing, Jeff?
Great.
Well, Jeff, I know that you're one of the promoters of this show here tonight. How did you feel when you found out that Neil was going to come to Las Cruces?
I was happy about it.
Yeah, I can't imagine. You know, this is a pretty hot crowd here.
Very enthusiastic.
Now, Jeff, you do shows all over the country. Where do you guys work out of?
We're based in Denver and just go pretty much all over. Come down here occasionally.
Well, I know that you did our show up in Denver at the McNichol Arena. It was a dynamite show, and you guys do a nice job promoting.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you, Jeff, very much, and hope to see you again out here. This is Dan Clear. We'll be back after this. Well, I'm fine, thanks.
Good to see you tonight.
Nice to see you. Whoa, what a crowd out there, huh?
Great crowd.
Yeah, you know, I've interviewed some fans back here tonight, and, you know, they have some beautiful girls in this part of the country.
They sure do, man.
We, however, had a couple of, I would say, weird chicks. They kept saying something about,
Neil, the shocking bitch!
I couldn't believe it.
What?
Neil and the shocking pinks.
Oh, that's really strange, Dan. You know, that's the name of the first rock and roll group I ever saw in my life, the Shocking Pinks. When I was 12 years old, I saw a band called the Shocking Pinks.
They said Neil and the Shocking Pinks. I mean, if you saw that band when you were that young, how old were they then?
Did you ask them what year it was?
I didn't ask them, no. It is strange, my friend. Well, how do you think the first half of the show went, Neil?
I feel pretty good about it, Dan. I thought it started off, you know, of course, we had a little too much bass in the PA, but then the mixer got that together with the second song, and I thought it sounded pretty good after that. It was, you know, pretty good.
Well, the noise they made was any indication. What are we going to see the second half, Neil?
Well, I'm going to do a few things from the rest of your sleep.
Well, I think so too, Neil. I guess you're on your way out there now, huh?
Yeah, it takes a while to get there, but I think I'll be there really momentarily.
All right, Mr. Neil Young, thank you very much for coming back here. And hey, you're welcome here anytime.
Thank you, Dan.
Thank you, Neil.
You get those girls' phone numbers?
Neil, I sure did. And I'll talk to you later on. This is Dan Clear. Neil Young is on his way to the stage at this very moment. Dan Clear, signing off.
Thank you. I remember the first rock and roll band I ever saw. I was 12 years old. I walked into a little church dance. There they were up there on the stage, wearing all the beautiful pink suits. The girls all going crazy. The rock and roll coming through the crowd, rippling like waves through water. They left a mark on me, I never forgot. In my life ever since that time. Would you help me sing this old song here? Even though I don't have a band with me, I got this old acoustic guitar here. Sing this song, I'm sure we can go back to years and see what happens here in Las Cruces tonight.
Thank you. We
know that that Neil and the Shocking Pinks are a hard group to get out nowadays. You know, they're so popular and everything. We want to be sure that that they're well received out there. I know that these fans are indeed ready for the Shocking Pinks. Now, you're headed up to Clovis and Lubbock to see Buddy Holly. Is that right after
this? Absolutely. We plan one.
Oh, you know, I just got word they're on the way to the stage. Ladies and gentlemen, Neil and the Shocking Pinks.
Rock and roll, you got the hammer tight now. Yeah, if you rock the craving horse, you'll rock and roll. Rock out the hammer tight now. When you're gonna go hang. woman. This is for a girl here. We'd like to do one for you now. It tells us the story of the shopping pinks. What happened to the pinks while they're not here today? You know, we're just here on a weekend pass, thanks to you rolling back the years. We'd like to thank you very much, Las Cruces.
Thank you. gentlemen, is called I'm Kinda Fond of Wanda. I'm kinda fond of Wanda, cause Wanda always wanna, wanna, wanna. Well, I waited with Mary Lou, tried Peggy Sue, and it ate with Don, and Papa and Sue. Thank you. Thank you, Las Cruces.
Thank you, Shocking Pete.